Listening to the Ukrainian bass baritone Boris Gamiria with the orchestra of the Bolshoi Theater, led by Vasily Nebolsin. And that was the death of Boris Gutunov from Mussorgsky's great opera. Now, when we think of Stalin and Soviet Russia and music, of course, the name of the composer Shostakovich comes to mind very quickly. Gamiria was a part of that era. Did he have any connections with Shostakovich?
Yes, very much so. Shostakovich probably heard Gamiria in the very beginning of the 1950s as a singer. And Shostakovich composed two vocal cycles with Gamiria in mind as a performer. The four monologues on Pushkin's poetry, and another one in 1954, five songs on the verse of Yevgeny Dolmatovsky. And Shostakovich wrote his 13th symphony, which was nicknamed Babi Yar, with Boris Gamiria in mind as the only soloist throughout the symphony. He sent it to Gamiria, asking him to perform it. Gamiria went through the score, thought it over, and refused.
Remind us what Babi Yar was.
Babi Yar is a place near Kiev where very large amount of Jews were exterminated during the war. This event was many times blackened as a no-no topic by the Soviets. They said that not only Jews perished in the Babi Yar, there were Ukrainians and Russians and other people. And when Shostakovich decided to write this symphony, it was already in the 60s, long after Stalin's death and the thaw in the Soviet Union. It was a different atmosphere, but it was still very dangerous and difficult. When Gamiria got an offer from Shostakovich, he was so frightened that he went to the Communist Party Politburo to ask whether he should sing it or not, and he was told, no, not with your biography.
I see. and so he turned him down.
He turned him down, right. And he was not only the one.
I still don't really have a sense of whether he was politically savvy or, you know, whether he was an innocent. What was he, in your view?
Was he politically savvy? I'm not sure that the word savvy would be a right word for it. He was not a hero. He was a son of his times. These were dark and terrible times. Every day, people were walking on the edge. And of course, it was very, very difficult.
Well, we're coming to the end of this, and let's talk a little bit about the end. Boris Gamiria died in 1969. I think you said he was born in 1903, right?
Right.
What kind of following did he have when he died?
His career lasted for 30 years. Gamiria never taught formally, but many consider him to be their teacher.
Just by listening to him.
Just by listening to him. He brought into the Soviet vocal school of music, meaning Ukrainian, Russian, and in general Eastern Slavic tradition, the refinement and exquisiteness which was on a very, very high level and which highly enriched the tradition. And his recordings of the Ukrainian folk songs are quite unsurpassable. So simple and so intelligent that you just cannot stop listening to it.
Our time is up. It's been a joy to spend this with you again in the company of such a magnificent singer of whom most of us have never heard, know nothing about. What are we going to hear to finish up?
To finish up, we are going to hear the Ukrainian folk song Black Eyebrows, Black Eyes with the Ukrainian Folk Orchestra.
Thank you again, Alexander, for coming by and bringing us these recordings of yours and this passion you have for this person.
Thank you, Eric.
Roar!